In early 2013, I got in touch with La Soldat Pony via email, and I pitched the idea of doing a song together. This was somebody who I really in early 2013, I got in touch with La Soldat Pony via email, and this was somebody who I didn't know too well. But I really admired his work on Manhattan Morning's Songbird. I loved his voice on that track, and I just felt like he had this spectacular milky presence. And the first song I pitched him was I Can't Live Like This Anymore from Autumn Nights. But what we ended up going with was this song Eternity, which samples an old Corelli Jacobs production library vinyl called Music to Grow Plants. And I don't even remember. Maybe it's a Twilight Sparkle song, maybe it's a Lunas. I remember we had this back and forth email where we couldn't figure out who the song was about. I wrote the song, and I guess I sent it to him and he thought it was about Luna, but I thought it was about Twilight, but looking back, I don't know. Really? It might have even been the other way around, but honestly, I think my only gripe with this song is that it doesn't show him off enough. And it was one of the last times I ever heard from him before his, famous disappearance from the public eye in 2014, and I had a couple other things that we was planning to work on, and just never panned out. But the fact that I got to work with him, and considering the fact that in early 2014 or whatever, I think maybe late 13, he put out fucking Before These Mighty Skies, which is to this day my favorite album of all time, and I look back at this track and I'm like, oh my God, that's La Soldat Pony. Like not somebody that a lot of people got to work with, and you got this fucking chance to work with him, and you can barely fucking hear his vocals, and I give myself grace because the La Soldat Pony that I so admired. From Before These Mighty Skies and Artemis and everything, and that guy didn't exist yet. I had heard him on one track, and something that I did back then was that if I heard somebody on a track and I liked them, I reached out, and sometimes it panned out, sometimes it didn't. But this was just another one of those times where, because this was all a hobby to me. It was just something I was learning and just doing for fun, and I had a lot of fun, and God, God, sold that milky, milky vocals, just like butter, like butter.